Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and today I have an answer to a listener question, and at the end, we have a guest appearance from my friend Mignon Fogarty of the Grammar Girl podcast. She joined me to talk about a grammar-related comment that one of my listeners sent to me. But first, Nikki writes with a question about the current shortage of baby formula. I recall a recipe that was popular when I had my first baby, she wrote, made with evaporated milk and Karo syrup. Authorities are strongly advising against homemade recipes, but what can parents do if none is available? Well, as I'm sure you've heard by now, we are experiencing a critical shortage of commercial baby formula in the United States. And it was one of those perfect storms, a huge manufacturer recall combined with ongoing supply chain issues, which I've noticed has now replaced unprecedented call volume as the catch-all explanation for everything that goes wrong in the customer service realm. But the supply chain issues are real, and they were already causing spotty availability of infant formula. And this, in turn, was causing nervous parents to stockpile formula. After all, infants who are not able to breastfeed are 100% dependent on infant formula for their sustenance. It's just not something you can afford to run out of, so parents weren't taking any chances. But as you may remember from the early days of the pandemic and how difficult it was to find toilet paper, fears of shortages can quickly create actual shortages because fear of running out causes people to start hoarding supplies. Then in February, we had a huge manufacturer's recall of infant formula due to possible bacterial contamination, and an already fragile situation turned into a full-blown crisis. At this writing, about half of the nation's retailers are completely sold out of infant formula, and the rest of them are strictly limiting purchases to discourage hoarding, which, you guessed it, is creating panic and creating even more hoarding. It is a mess. So it was inevitable, really, that recipes for do-it-yourself infant formula would start to circulate online. And while the sources of these recipes may have only the best of intentions, there are real dangers involved in making your own baby formula. Now, you could argue that even if a homemade baby formula is not perfectly nutritionally balanced or adequate, it's still better than letting the baby starve. After all, this isn't a permanent solution. We just need to get through this current crisis. But nutritional insufficiency is only one of several concerns. Homemade formula is also susceptible to bacterial contamination, which is one of the reasons that we're in this mess in the first place. Infants, with their still immature immune systems, are more vulnerable to bacterial pathogens than adults are. So what might cause just a mild case of food poisoning in an adult could potentially cause a life-threatening situation for a small baby. More importantly, baby formula is also very carefully calibrated in terms of its osmolarity and osmolality. That basically just means how concentrated it is. And there's no guarantee that these homemade formula recipes are taking this into consideration at all. Formula that's too concentrated could cause serious diarrhea. Formula that's too dilute can cause hyponatremia, sometimes known as water intoxication. So this also means you shouldn't add more water in an attempt to stretch out your existing supply. But as Nikki points out, what is a parent supposed to do if they cannot find formula? Well, if your baby is older than 6 months old, it's probably safe to supplement or even replace formula with other whole foods. And that would include infant cereal, fruits, vegetables, and pasteurized full-fat cow's milk. And you should check with your pediatrician if you have any concerns about that. If your baby is younger than 6 months and still largely dependent on infant formula for most or all of their calories, and you cannot find formula, please get in touch with your pediatrician for advice. They may have formula samples that they can give to you, or they are likely to have information about other local supply options to you. Breast milk banks may be another possible option. Now, if you don't have health insurance, you and or your baby may qualify for care through Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP. And you may also be able to get care at low or no cost through community health centers. And I've included links in the show notes to both of those programs. And finally, help is on the way. The federal government is working with manufacturers, distributors, regulators, and importers to address the issue from a variety of angles, and the supply is already starting to increase. But as it does, please resist the temptation to buy or store more formula than you need for a few days at a time, as this is just going to extend the crisis. We're all in this together, and the more we can pull together, the better and the faster we'll get through it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula for when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea. Totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, I recently got a comment from a listener who had a good-natured complaint about my grammar. Mignon Fogarty invited me to talk about it with her on her Grammar Girl podcast, and here is the conversation that we had.
I'm here today with the wonderful Monica Reinagle from the Nutrition Diva podcast, and she had a listener with a question.
Yes, Mignon, I knew immediately that you were the person to get me out of this jam. So thank you so much for jumping in here. So this was an email I got from a listener named Shell, and he says, I've loved your podcast for at least 7 years now, and I always love it when they start by buttering you up, right?
Right. It's so much better when they're nice about it.
Of course, he goes on to say, I don't always agree with every word you say, but that's okay with me too. But here's his beef. He says, having been an English major in college, I cringe a bit whenever I hear you say, eat healthy. Eat healthy what? Do you mean eat healthfully or eat healthful foods? And I know what he's talking about.
Right.
Mignon, I'm aware of that difference. But I've always found it just so cumbersome to do what seems to be the correct thing, which would always be to say, eat healthfully. And I feel like I've heard you say that it might actually be okay to say eat healthy. So Can you back me up here?
Yes, I can. And it's so interesting. I actually didn't realize this was a usage question or a usage problem until I became Grammar Girl. And then people wrote into me about it too. So the reason that, and a lot of our listeners are probably thinking, what on earth are they talking about? Mm-hmm. Because this is something that tends to bother older people. So, it was a thing that started being brought up in usage guides that came out in the late 1800s. This was the sort of the golden age of usage guides. It was the same time when experts were saying you should call a woman's dress a gown instead. You know, they had all sorts of thoughts about language. But if you look at the history of the word, going back all the way to the 1500s, healthy was being used to mean good for you. But these, 1800s, people sort of put a stake in the ground and said, something that is in good condition, in feeling well, is healthy, and something that's good for you is healthful. But it is not something that is stuck. It really hasn't. So if you look in the 40s, it was back in about the 1940s that healthy started gaining a little bit of ground on healthful. And then by 1975 or 1980, the battle was completely lost. If you look at charts of usage, healthy just becomes asymptotic in those years. It just goes almost, to the moon. And, healthful just stays like at a really low level.
Well, that's fascinating. I thought that healthy had just kind of had gained legitimacy by common usage, as sometimes happens, that, it's just easier to say, it's less clumsy, and enough people say it that it actually becomes proper usage. What I didn't know is that it actually predated the quote unquote correct form.
Right.
I didn't realize that it started out being correct and then went out of fashion and is now back in fashion. Are there other words that work that way?
Well, it's interesting because there was a third competing word way back in those days, healthsome. So healthsome was another word that was competing with healthy and healthful, and it just completely fell out of favor. No one uses that anymore at all. So healthsome is just gone. Healthful is something, maybe older people will use, or if you want to sound old-timey, too, you can, make a joke like, oh, this ale is quite healthsome, or this ale is quite healthful. It would sound like old-timey. And, even back in the late 1800s, when these usage guide experts were making a big deal out of the difference, you can tell from some of the entries that it wasn't really sticking, because they had, there was a joke from a doctor who said a patient had asked him, in what season were oysters healthy? And he said, well, I've never heard them complain of any ailments. So even back then, you can tell from jokes like that, people were using healthy to mean good for you. And then the usage experts were sort of saying, no, you shouldn't.
Wow. I'm so glad we had this conversation, because I'm feeling even more validated now than I was before, when I thought I was just kind of backed up by common usage. Turns out this is a completely valid alternate word choice.
It is. And if you look at the modern usage guides, like the AP Style Book or the Chicago Manual of Style, they'll make a nod to the history of the debate, but they both say that it's completely 100% fine to use healthy to mean good for you today.
Great. Now, I don't know whether Shell will be satisfied by that answer, but I certainly am. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope Shell is satisfied.
Okay, Shell, remember to eat something healthy for me this week. And that goes for everyone else listening, too. Both the Grammar Girl and the Nutrition Diva are part of the Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. My show is audio engineered by Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our team at Macmillan also includes Morgan Christensen, Davina Tomlin, and our intern, Brendan Pika. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.